Zimbabwe has launched a second stock exchange to trade solely in foreign currency, state media reported on Saturday. It's a move to lure external investors as the country works through a forex crunch. Known as the Victoria Falls Stock Exchange, the new market is a subsidiary of the Harare-based Zimbabwe Stock Exchange and will start trading on Monday, according to the state-run Herald newspaper. Zimbabwe's finance minister says the new exchange creates a global platform to trade stocks in foreign currency and that it marks the foundation stone for an offshore financial hub. The new exchange is based in Victoria Falls, a top tourist destination in the country's northwest. It will cater mainly to mining conglomerates and international corporations. Ethiopia vowed Saturday not to cave into aggression of any kind after U.S. President Donald Trump commented on the country's Nile River megadam and suggested Egypt might destroy it. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's office defended the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam, set to become Africa's largest hydropower plant, and he said Ethiopia was working to resolve long-standing issues over the project with downstream neighbors Sudan and Egypt. In a statement released in Amharic, the PM's office said, There has been no one who has lived in peace after provoking Ethiopia, and that if Ethiopians stand united for one purpose, it's inevitable they will triumph. Trump told reporters on Friday that, quote, it's a very dangerous situation because Egypt is not going to be able to live that way, and that they'll end up blowing up that dam, end quote. He spoke during a ceremony marking a breakthrough normalization deal between Israel and Sudan. Poland's President Andrzej Duda, meanwhile, has tested positive for coronavirus, according to a spokesman who tweeted the news on Saturday. This is VOA News. Iran's foreign ministry on Saturday described a U.S.-brokered Sudan-Israel deal to normalize ties as phony and accused Khartoum of paying a ransom in return for Washington removing it from a list of state sponsors of terrorism. Iran is still on that list. The deal agreed to on Friday marked the third Arab government after the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain to set aside hostilities with Israel. U.S. President Donald Trump announced on Monday he would take Sudan off the list once it had deposited $335 million it had pledged to pay in victims' compensation. Khartoum has since placed the funds in a special escrow account for victims of al-Qaeda attacks on U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. And U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo welcomed the Armenian Foreign Ministry to the U.S. State Department amid efforts to end fighting between Azerbaijan and ethnic Armenian forces in Nagorno-Karabakh. Pompeo also met with the Azeri Foreign Minister. Collapse of two Russian-brokered ceasefires has dimmed hopes of a quick end to fighting that broke out on September 27th over the enclave, a breakaway territory which is within Azerbaijan but is controlled by ethnic Armenians. World powers want to prevent a wider war that draws in Turkey, which has voiced strong support for Azerbaijan, and Russia, which has a defense pact with Armenia. Nigeria's president says 51 civilians have been killed in unrest following days of peaceful protests over police abuses. He blames hooliganism for the violence while asserting that security forces have used extreme restraint. The president's comments could further inflame tensions after Amnesty International reported that soldiers shot and killed at least 12 demonstrators Tuesday night as a large crowd sang the national anthem. Buhari also said 11 policemen and 7 soldiers had been killed by rioters as of Thursday and that the mayhem has not stopped. He says another 37 civilians were injured in some of Nigeria's worst turmoil in years. The United States is approaching a record of new daily coronavirus cases, with the surge's impact seeming to affect every section of the country. Among the latest developments, a lockdown at a Sioux tribe reservation in South Dakota and a plea by a Florida health official for a halt to children's birthday parties. There's an increasing desperate situation in a hospital in northern Idaho, which is having to fly patients out of state. The surge in the U.S. mirrors a similar spike in Europe. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.